Several protests erupted in the South Korean capital Seoul as the U.S. and South Korea began naval exercises Monday. South Korea says the drills are defensive in nature and will take place on both sides of the Korean Peninsula.
The drill has begun today. It includes attack carrier striking forces and joint anti-special operations forces, training conducted to enhance capability of combined operations against North Korea's provocative activities on the sea. The drill is also staged to the south of the northern limit line.
War games involving the U.S. and South Korea are strongly protested by Pyongyang, which views the exercises as a rehearsal to invade. This week's drills will involve about 40 ships, including the American aircraft carrier, the USS Ronald Reagan, and its strike group, as well as a nuclear-powered submarine and various jet fighters. Activists demonstrating in Seoul argue such drills only inflame tensions and could lead to war.
This military drill will be held off the coast of Wonsan. North Korea will not stand by and do nothing. The U.S. is now swinging a fist right in front of the nose of North Korea. I feel stressed about how North Korea will respond.
Tensions have run high on the Korean Peninsula with North Korea's September nuclear and missile tests. The U.S. recently deployed various strategic military assets, including B-1B bombers and F-35 Joint Strike Fighter jets, to pressure Pyongyang to give up its nuclear and missile programs. U.S. President Donald Trump is scheduled to meet with South Korean President Moon Jae-in here in early November with a number of issues complicating Seoul-Washington ties. High on that summit's agenda will, of course, be North Korea, as well as the controversial deployment of an advanced U.S. missile system to South Korea and the renegotiation of the two states' free trade agreement. Frank Smith, Press TV, Seoul.